That's the sound of Ray taking you to South London and back again to Bolito on a Thursday. Hey, the 16th of July. And we just had the word from your local butcher, Reina Moray at Lifestyle Super Spa Butchery, giving you the magnificent meat day scoop. But you will notice when you pop into the butchery today that so much is changing around in-store. And it's time right now to give you a little update on the transformation. It's time for the Lifestyle Conversation, your behind-the-scenes seat at the table as Lifestyle Super Spa goes through the biggest transformation in its 22-year history. And we've been pulling back the curtain every now and then, letting you know what's coming, how it's all shaping up. And the man with the answers, Bolito Local, co-owner of Lifestyle Center, Lifestyle Super Spa, and Tops at Lifestyle, Bruce Renkin is back with us in the studio. Morning, Bruce. Happy Thursday. How
are
you doing?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, I'm excited. I love to get the story from the source and to find out how things are shaping up. And there's been so much over the last couple of weeks that seems to have been happening. But just based on our little off-air conversation, you're telling me we're only at the beginning. The start line is sort of here now, and what's coming now over the next couple of weeks, that's the real show.
So Mark, where are we? Yeah, 6 months later, we really almost at the start. We 95% done with the blasting and the bashing and the breaking, and we now well into starting the building and the finishing. And I can say we'll officially be at the start line sometime in the middle of next week. And over the following 2 weeks after then, you'll start seeing massive progress in the store. And things will start opening up and things will start being in their final positions.
Yeah. Okay. So you thought, you know, if you've been watching this and you're shopping and seeing things change from, you know, maybe you things are getting shuffled around, sections are sort of being temporarily closed off while work's being done, you think, okay, it's reaching the end. No. We're just at the beginning.
Mark, I mean, you've just chatted to Reina, and in the week commencing the 2nd of August, his butchery service counters will be opening, which he's really, really excited about. Our new bakery will be opening. Our communal queuing to our tills will be opening and functioning. And our new aisles. And when I say our new aisles, I'm talking about the groceries, the sauces, biscuits, coffees, juices, drinks, sweets and chips, dried fruit and nuts, personal care, all that will be opening. And I'm sure our customers will be quite relieved to know that and to see and settle into our products being in their final location and not play hide and seek in the store anymore. I know our helpers have been incredible in terms of participating in the hide and seek game, but really, it's really exciting that will come to play. And we've really been respectful of the old store and the flow of the old store and retained much of that flow in our grocery aisles. So I'm really confident that our customers will settle into their new space very, very quickly.
I'm excited, man. Look, personally, I enjoy a little game of hide and seek every now and then, but but it is going to be great for things to be settled and really, really exciting to see over the next, from the middle of next week onwards, how things start to really flow and evolve.
And, you know, the aisles are one of the most exciting parts of the new Lifestyle Super Spa for me. We've got brand new shelving. We've got new lighting. We will have new flooring. That flooring won't be in place now. I'll leave that for a couple of months' time. But most importantly, we've got new product. Our team have been hell of a hard at work over the last 12 months, Mike.
Yeah.
Discontinuing old product that's not relevant to supply to the Bolito customer. Sourcing new product. We've adopted both a scientific approach and using all the available data and research in terms of our product and offering and range, but we've also used local knowledge. We like to think, having been around here and served Bolito for the last 30 years or so, we do have local knowledge. So really, there's been a massive focus on the various categories in the store, the flow of the product within the various categories, having relevant product and giving our customers a massive choice, but in a really well-managed and decluttered and carefully visually merchandised and curated setup. So, yeah, we've invested huge time and energy and effort in this and really understanding our customers, understanding what they want, understanding how they think and shop. And I'm really excited that it will become a really simple, easy, chilled and relaxed shopping experience in the store. It really is. It's going to be one of the one of the biggest impacts of the store.
That's so cool. And no doubt it's going to be a pleasure to shop and to be delighted by the offerings. And you're starting to get the picture here. So there's a science to it, but there's also an art. And what a painting you are creating, Bruce.
Yeah. I mean, so really, yeah, Mike, from the middle of next week, our customers will definitely start seeing the progress in the store, and we'll start seeing something new every day. And as I said at the beginning, we're now at the start line, and we really look forward to it and are excited for our customers to join us on our daily journey for the next few weeks and the next few months. We've worked really, really hard, and we're excited to deliver an amazing and a Bolito local shopping experience to our customers.
Oh, there you go. You've been getting the word right here, the Lifestyle Conversation. You're behind the scenes, seat at the table, as Lifestyle Superspar goes through the biggest transformation in its 22-year history. And stay tuned over the coming weeks and months as we continue to pull back the curtain and give you an inside peek at what's happening, what's coming, how it's shaping up. And the man giving you the story, Bolito local, co-owner of the Lifestyle Center, Lifestyle Superspa, and Tops at Lifestyle, Bruce Rankin. Bruce, thanks for the update. Good
Mike,
luck.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to our next conversation soon.
Great, Mike. Thank you. Have a great day.
Back to the music. Here's Dan and Shay on a Thursday in Bolito. Turn it up. Yeah,